Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Mark Zorl here with the Plan Vision Podcast. I'm going to talk about what work can mean for some. I've done variations of this podcast in the past, but I have had some developments recently about this, so I want to touch upon this issue. Now, I ought to know about work and planning. I talk about retirement planning with a lot of people day in and day out. Got to talk about this stuff. My discussions, though, are superficial in many ways. We don't go much past the surface of their finances and attitudes about investments and hopes. I don't really delve too far into the deeper motivations of why people are pursuing, well, whatever it is that they're pursuing. Leaving work today or working till they die. And what I'm referring to is, well, what are they going to do in their 50s, 60s, and 70s? And with whatever it is that they're going to do, how will they feel if their life unfolds in the way that they want it to? How will they connect better with family and friends or not? Do they just want more space? Not going to really get too psychological with the people that we interact with on these things. I think we do a very good job, though, at what our clients ask us to help them do, which is plan for their future. And during this process, many of our clients discuss how work will be a part of their future. And we have clients still working for real full-time jobs in their 80s. And many of these people just know it. They know work is going to be part of the future, or they badly want it. And these people want to work as badly as many people want retirement, completely removed from work. Well, I just turned the clock on 60 recently. And I've reflected on what I want the next 20 years or so of my life, maybe longer. At least this is what I think I want. We'll see later. Work is critical to me, real work. Now, I want time off to be sure, but I feel like my dreams, my hopes and vision for the future involve hard work and drive and some type of success, professional advancement and learning and challenge. And the success, at least as how I hope to think about it, is doing my job well and consistently staying sharp and engaged. What promotes this? This is kind of what I've been thinking about. Why do I have to feel this way? Now, there's certainly some insecurities that I've had for years, big part of this, and some fear as well. And of course, there's the I'm not sure what I would do with myself thing. I struggle to sit still. Can't watch a sporting event anymore. I can enjoy the occasional movie. Finding it difficult to read anything. Now, I enjoy my close personal relationships with family and friends, and I'm working on improving those, which I think is healthy to do. But work fills an incredible space for me. And I think it fills an incredible space for people like me, many of our clients. I enjoy these small little work things and the big projects as well. I like getting things done. A feature of this work that we do here and that I enjoy so much is you can come across people with entirely different aspirations, even though they might be in a similar age, professional demographic, and experiences. This is really cool. And as I mentioned, I don't do too much probing on what motivates people, but it is very gratifying to find those people that I can relate to and the role that work will play in their future.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.